As promised, we are joined right now by a linebacker for the Broncos. Coming off another big week, he had 6 tackles and a sack against the Texans on Sunday. 30 tackles, 8 sacks, and a pass defense, plus a forced fumble this season. He leads all rookies with 8 sacks. The NFL Defensive Rookie of the Month for October. He was an All-American, a Nagurski Award winner, an ACC Defensive Player of the Year at NC State. He was the 5th pick overall in the draft, and today he appears courtesy of new Old Spice Foamer, which is available at Walmart. Bradley Chubb is my guest. Bradley, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing great. It's great to have you on. So you had another big day on Sunday. You had a sack on Sunday, and that continues to keep you in the lead for most sacks among rookies. Now that you're 9 games into your NFL career, we're at the bye week. What's the year been like for you? Has it been what you expected?
Yeah, man. The year's been real fun. There's been a lot of ups and downs so far. It has been what I expected, though. I knew my transition to the NFL wasn't going to be the easiest thing in the world, so I'm glad that I got on through some challenges and stuff like that. I started off a little bit slower than I wanted to, but just been putting my head down, grinding, and trusting in my teammates, and then good things have started to happen.
All right, so if you're a pass rusher, I can think of few better places to be than Denver. What was your reaction when you knew that Denver was going to pick you and that you get a chance to play alongside Von Miller?
Man, it was huge because I knew I had the opportunity to play with somebody I looked up to, and I pretty much studied my whole college and high school career. So it was real cool to get the opportunity to do that. And Von has been as advertised, a great person, a great teacher, mentor, friend, everything you can think of, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Bradley Chubb, my guest. I think teacher's the key word there. Like, for instance, we know he's an amazing athlete, but when you talk to him, it's also clear he's a student of the game. He's always working on his technique. So, like, what kind of things have you learned from him about what it takes to be an elite pass rusher in the NFL?
Oh, man, so many things. So many things such as can't let people touch you. Like, don't even let the offensive line touch you, stuff like that. Like, just so many little small tips and different things he tells me. And not only just me, but he tells guys like another rookie we have named Jeff Holland, and guys like Shane and Shaq, just been very helpful in everything. And having those guys around has been amazing because I feel like we all feel like we're such a close-knit group, and we just want to keep doing what we need to do.
Listen, I know it's about the team and it's not about you and your numbers, but you are on pace to break his team record for sacks as a rookie and make a serious run at the NFL rookie sack record of 14.5. Is it something that's in the back of your mind, and is it motivating you?
Yeah, it's in the back of my mind for sure. I'm trying not to think about it too much, but that is a little bit of motivation. I want to go out there and just do whatever the team needs me to do, and if that comes with having 14.5 sacks, 15 sacks or whatever, then that's going to be cool with me, and I'm going to be ecstatic. But if it doesn't, then, hey, that's fine too, because as long as the team is doing good and we're winning, we're starting to win a little bit more, then I'm good as a player.
We're talking to Bronco Bradley Chubb. Now, it's not just that you've got vets like Miller who help you out. Your brother Brandon went to Wake Forest. He entered the league a few years back. So what kind of things did he tell you about the NFL and life in the NFL?
Man, he told me it was going to be a different monster than college was. I mean, in the NFL, in college, you're around guys, and when y'all done with practice and school and stuff, y'all go hang out and stuff like that. Y'all ain't got no other worries besides football and school. But in the NFL, guys have families, guys have obligations they got to attend to and stuff like that. So it's not as personal as college and high school were, but it's still the game of football. You just got to go out there each and every day and look at it as a job, and then just have fun while you're doing it, and each day just try to better yourself.
It's good advice, right? Now, there's an amazing story from draft day and the effort your brother made to see you for your big moment. He had a voluntary mini camp with the Lions. It finished at 12:30 p.m. He races to the airport to fly to Dallas for the draft. He lands at 5:45. He knew the traffic would be bad, so he hired a helicopter, which he found on Yelp, and he had him fly to the stadium in Arlington, and he got there right before you were drafted. What's that say about his love for you, and what did that extra effort mean to you?
It means the world to me, but just having a brother like that who cares genuinely about me and goes through all that trouble just to see me on a special day, it means the world to me. And then a guy like my brother, you guys don't know my brother. My brother is just one of those guys. He does a lot of that for just to say he got the picture and just to say he did it too. So he's a funny dude, and he has one of the, he said on his Instagram, he has one of the most legendary pictures coming off that helicopter. So it was funny to hear him talk about that. But, yeah, he genuinely loves me, and I'm glad that he went through all that trouble just for me. And he know I'll do the same for him.
Dude, that is so funny. That he's doing it for love, but he's also doing it for the gram. What's his IG handle? People are going to want to see that picture now. What is your brother's IG handle?
It's just at Chubb, C-H-U-B-B.
Okay,
so
you got it.
You can find him right there.
It's like, he loves me and everything, but he loves the gram, too, and he's going to make sure he gets that shot. I like it. Now, listen, there's no secret. The team's record is not what anybody would like it to be so far this season, but at the same time, four of the losses have been by a single score. So do you feel like this team is close to turning it around and breaking out?
Yeah, I feel like these close losses that we have are it's bittersweet to say it's good for us because no loss is good, but to have the losses be so close, and we know where the flaws are and how stuff has been happening. It might have been in the first or second quarter, but it's changing the whole outcome of the game. So just correcting those small mistakes and learning from it as a team.
Now, you were back at NC State last night, and the school honored your number, and they put your name up on the wall at Carter-Finley Stadium. What's it like to see your name up there next to Phillip Rivers and Mario Williams?
Crazy because I remember when I first got to state, my official visits and stuff, I looked up at the Ring of Honor, saw the greats that came through there, and then my sophomore year, I got honored to wear the number 9, and so I remember having a conversation with my coach in the office about changing my number and stuff like that, and so it's just great to see how it all came full circle, how much I've been blessed throughout the past couple of years, and it's just an amazing feeling.
Hey, when Dave Doran said to you, how about number 9, what was your first reaction? Did you think you were up to it and ready for it at that point?
No, I actually wanted number 7 because cause of Clowney. Clowney wore it in college and stuff like that. And so when he told me number 9, I was like, that's big shoes to fill. In my head, I said that's big shoes to fill, but to him, I said, yeah, I think I could do that. So I went through a lot of, like, stuff with my parents. Like, hey, my coach said he thinks I'm ready for this for that, blah, blah, blah. What do y'all think? I don't know if I'm ready yet, stuff like that. So just having my parents there with me, my brother there with me, it was a lot of support. And for Coach Doran to believe in me like that is very special.
So when you look back on that, like, right now you're a pro, and it's a business, and you understand this. And, like, you don't go out with the fellas. Everybody goes home. They've got their own families. I mean, this is business at the highest level. As you look back at the college experience, it had to be a blast. What kind of thoughts and memories do you have of that time in your life?
Oh, man, just the guys from college are – great friend of mine. I got a lot of teammates that'll probably be in my wedding one day. Just how much we've bonded over the past 4 years and stuff like that. Being with each other in the locker room, going to class with each other, stuff like that. It's just all been fun, having some great memories with some great people. And I'm glad I got to go to NC State and meet the people that I did.
Bradley Chubb, my guest. All right, I've had Von Miller on the show a number of times over the years. He's a guy who reps Old Spice, so you know you've really arrived in the league when you get to rep Old Spice and the new Old Spice foamer. That's how you know you've arrived. How do you like the foamer?
I love the foamer. They sent me a little care package of it not too long ago. I've been using it every day. It's in all the locker rooms. It's all over the locker rooms and stuff like that. So I love it. Use it after practice, after games. When I'm just at the crib, I just feel like just taking a shower. I hop in the shower, I use it. So it's real nice. I love it.
All right, then. Appearing courtesy of the new Old Spice foamer. It is available at Walmart. My guest, Bradley Chubb, who's having a big, big season. Bradley, great to have you on. Thanks for spending time.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for having me on.
That was fun. Appreciate you. Good job.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bradley Chubb joining us. NC State. Man, he had a great college career. All-American, Nagurski Award winner, ACC Defensive Player of the Year at NC State, fifth pick overall, and also appearing courtesy of Old Spice. Old Spice will get you a lot of NFL players on the program.